You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750, the play-by-play home of the USU Eastern Eagles.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I told you we have a lot of local sports to get into, and we're going to continue that right now. The USU Eastern soccer teams, both the men and the women, they've opened up the 2018 year with exhibition play. They have one more weekend of exhibition action, and the next week it starts to count. Joining us right now on the phone to talk a bit about that, we have head coach Ammon Bennett. He runs both the men and the women programs. Coach, a pleasure as always. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Looking forward to it.
Coach, let's dive right into it. We start talking about the teams, both the men and the women. You guys traveled on the road to Oregon over the weekend, had a couple of scrimmage games. You have one more scrimmage game coming up this weekend before we actually go into the regular season itself. But let's talk about how the teams performed over the weekend in Oregon.
Yeah, so the women, men and women both played Blue Mountain Community College and Treasure Valley Community College. They're both in Ontario is where we played. You know, we were able to win those games, I guess if you want to call them wins. Really just part of an assessing process to see where we're at. I think we have some really good athletes on the women's side. We're still pretty unorganized. It's early in the year, still trying to figure out some things. But, you know, I think against Blue Valley, we were able to put eight goals in, and against Treasure Valley, three. You know, we took all of our players down there. We have a squad of about 35 girls, so they were able to, all of them played. We were able to get some good looks at the players on where we see them early. So it was good. It was good to get out there and play against somebody other than yourselves. The men, I think we were 3-0 against Blue Mountain and 3-2 against Treasure Valley. Both of those games were largely controlled by us. I got to see a lot of good things. I got to see some bad things, all part of the assessing process. So it was a good trip for us to see what we're good at, maybe not necessarily what we're bad at, because we maybe weren't challenged quite like what we had hoped. But it was a good start. We'll definitely see the challenge part against Westminster, NCAA Division II school, this Saturday. So all of those things will help us to improve and get on the right page.
As far as the exhibition season for you goes, Coach, again, you just mentioned you didn't know if you guys were really that challenged over the weekend or not. I know following the Westminster game, you got Western Wyoming, you got Sheridan, you got Trinidad State. Is that enough time in your eyes to properly prepare for the competition that you guys are going to see once SWAC play kicks off?
No, I probably would say no, it's never enough time. You know, the NJCAA schedule, you know, you can start practice on August 1st. You can start playing official games on the 22nd. So when we play Western Wyoming, that's our official game. So as we look at it, you know, you get three scrimmages underneath you with multiple new players and them trying to learn a new thought process, the techniques and the ideas they're probably familiar with, but obviously different coaches and they're around different players. So it's probably never really enough time. The competition in our league, you know, Salt Lake, Snow, College of Southern Nevada, the top teams, they're tough, and you jump right into it. And if you're still trying to figure out too much going into those games, you're going to struggle, and that's the challenge, to not struggle early, but. So you probably never really have enough time. So you try to figure it out as quick as you can and as best you can. So that's one of the biggest challenges of NJCAA athletics, in my opinion.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Ammon Bennett of the USU Eastern Men and Women's Soccer Squads. Coach, let's talk about the personnel that you guys have on the field this year. We'll start with the women's squad. Who are some of the big-time players that people are going to definitely take notice of when we go out and we watch this team play, especially some of the returners that you guys have on this year's squad?
Yeah, so, you know, we have a good group of returners that are all played significant minutes or were even starters last year. You know, all across from the defense to the midfield, you know, Anna Town as an outside back and Ellie Putnam as a center back. And then you go through the midfield with Gabrielle Sainsbury and Sylvie Call up top as forwards with Morgan Hall, McKenna Wiscombe, Cammy Gleason. These are all girls that I think if they're at any of the teams in the league, they're starters on those teams. So an advantage to us is to always have some returning players that have learned, have grown, but they have a sense of that their anxiety is different from a new player. So I think we have a really talented group of new returning players, along with a really talented group of incoming players. Again, across the board. Goalkeeper Maya Massey from Pleasant Grove, Morgan Craig, and a center mid from Morgan High School, along with an All-State performer Logan Duran, forward from the same school. You know, Brooke Stoker. There's a whole group of new girls coming in that I think makes us probably as deep as we've been. Probably faster than we've been. And again, now it's just a matter of getting them all on the same page. But I think we have a talented group and a very tough league. All of the other schools are going to have the same talent. So it just comes down to a little bit of luck, a little bit of timing in the right game, and hopefully we can challenge for and maybe win the regular season and host the tournament here this year.
Let's flip to the men's side of the field, Coach. Same question. I mean, who are some of the big-time players, some of the returners you guys are going to lean on heavily this season?
Yeah, so again, same thing across the board from defense to the midfield and forward. Say, you know, Garrett Boston and Connor Woodyett, outside backs that were starters last year, returners. Midfielders in Jojea Quizera, Frank DeBry, Guillermo Hernandez, all starters last year. Matt Clark and Tyler Malin, forwards up top. Pacific Missy. All of these guys were starters or played significant minutes. And so we have really good balance on returning players to fill in, along with a huge incoming class. And, you know, we play a JV schedule. On the men's side, we have almost 60 men here, actually a little more than that, playing soccer. So a lot of talented new guys coming in. Again, getting them all on the same page is always the struggle. They all, you know, they're all good players, and so they come in, and we don't need one individual being the superstar. We got to have 11 guys working together. So we're excited about what we have, but again, we run into that, like we talked earlier, just a time issue. Do we have enough time to get them on the same page to figure out the right pairings, who's the starters, who's the reserves, who's the JV? So that's our challenge right now, but overall, we really like the attitude and the players that we have here right now, so we're excited.
I know that the level of competition that you guys are going to be faced with on the girls' side of the conference, Coach, is going to be stacked. It was last year for the men as well. Is that going to be the same situation this season?
Yeah, it really is. You know, it's interesting. Last year on the men's side, we tied or beat everybody in the league. We had a compliance issue with a kid that cost us some games that just was really unbeknownst to anybody here. You know, we were tied for first place at one, and that changed our our seating. So we were capable of, when we showed it last year, of beating everybody in the league. So yeah, very, very competitive. You know, the women, same thing. You know, we had some formation problems at the beginning of the year. Once we addressed that, and then all of a sudden we became as good as anybody in the league, and we played for the region title. We had some injuries that kind of slowed us up at the end, but it's extremely competitive. You know, when you play those back-to-back games at home, you really gotta hope to win those, and then when you're on the road, you gotta hope for a split, and it just always keeps you in first place. But there's four teams in the league that are extremely competitive, and you just have to be prepared to play hard every game.
Now, Coach, that you're 5 years into this, and that's insane to think about how fast the time has gone by. It's no longer a new program, especially at USU Eastern with some of the other sports that have been added. 5 years into it, is it getting easier for you as a coach, or has the difficulty stayed the same, or has it gotten more difficult, maybe with the pressure and the expectations of the successful seasons that you guys have already had in the past, 5 years?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I've done it long enough. I mean, that I understand how to do it. Some subtleties in the NJCAA have changed how you have to approach here. I think the difficult thing in this league is we're the only league in the country that plays these back-to-back league games in soccer. And I understand in other sports you can do that, but soccer, the physicality of it, the demand for cardiovascular changes how you have to coach the team, changes how you have to sub. The signing date was moved up from when it before was in January. Now it's early November. So it changes how you recruit a little bit. Certainly when Salt Lake and Snow came in behind us and added, they draw tremendous talent to those schools. So I don't know that competition for players is any more difficult or harder or less. But you have to be on top of getting that done differently than in the past if we were just here by ourselves. So I don't know. I look at it every year. I get older, but the players stay the same age. So where I still have the energy to do it. And I love doing it. As you do this a long time, you have to make subtle adjustments and changes to how you do it, or you're just going to get behind my other teams and other groups. So it's definitely a challenge every year to make adjustments and try to always tweak what you're doing. And we've done a lot of that this year, and we'll see if that pays off for us as the season goes along.
Well, Coach, it is always fun to get you on the show and talk a little bit about the team. Now that the season's off and rolling, I look forward to talking with you once again. Thank you very much for the time, Coach.
You bet. Thanks for calling.
Definitely my pleasure. That's Coach Ammon Bennett of the USU Eastern Soccer Squads. We're going to break one more time. We'll come back, talk NFL football, NFC preview, quick NFC discussion. It's coming up on this Friday edition of Drive Time Sports.